now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens. In the studio with me, I have Scott Pelham. He's the executive director of Central Oregon Collective. Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Thanks for being on. I've never talked to you before. I've heard the words Central Oregon Collective before. How long have you guys been around?
We've been around 40 years.
Oh, wow.
But the name changed about 5 years ago. It had been Residential Assistance Program, which was a problem because people would call me asking to help them pay their rents, and that's not what we do.
Sure, sure. What do you do?
We support people in our community with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So what that means are folks that could have autism, cerebral palsy, mental retardation. There's just a number of things that fit under that umbrella.
Okay. And when you say you're helping these people, how are you helping? I know we talked a little bit off the air. I know it's a lot of stuff. So give us kind of an overview of that.
Yeah, try to keep it tight. Mostly we support people residentially, so in their own homes, or we operate group homes. We also have an apartment complex. We help people with everything from what we call activities of daily living. That could be personal care, toileting, if that's a need. Some people have very strong medical needs and have nursing care plans and need support with that kind of stuff. But it's also helping people get out into their community. And that means every crazy thing that makes up Central Oregon. That's the street fairs, that's munch and music, that's traveling crazy places. I remember a couple years back, I got a call saying the bus broke down, we're going to be late, and they were up in Portland at the zoo. I had no idea they had traveled that far. But any place people want to go, we help them get there.
Quality of life type stuff.
Absolutely. And you know, being a part of your community means a lot. And these are folks that I like to use the phrase, they're touch starved, meaning they don't get a lot of contact. And so we try to fill that void and make sure that they've got relationships with folks, be that the grocer, the dentist, whoever that is.
What area do you guys serve?
We're all over Central Oregon. Our group homes and apartments are here in Bend, but we recently, now that we're able to staff better, started providing community services in Prineville. We're starting in a couple of weeks in Madras, and then later this year we'll be starting some services in either Lapine or Sisters.
All right. So it sounds like it's a big need. I mean, with you guys expanding.
There's a whole lot of folks. And, you know, give you an idea, during COVID, we were down to 40-some staff. And as of the count yesterday, we are at 97. And the demand for our services, not just developmental disability services in general, but from our company specifically, is growing so fast, it's hard to keep up. I could probably open a new group home twice a year just to try to keep pace with demand.
Do you need more staff?
Always need more staff. We're always looking for great staff. You know, one of the things I tell people is that a biggest part of my job is being able to keep great staff. And what that means is paying people an amount that's going to allow them to live in Central Oregon. Used to be over 60% of my staff did not live in Bend because they couldn't afford to.
Sure.
And we're working to address that.
Right. Because you've got to run pretty lean to make this
work. We run very lean. The way I've kind of run the corporation over the last 10 years is anytime someone leaves, we just add that job to part of our administrative staff. And unfortunately, that strategy has run a little thin lately because I got people pretty overworked. But again, we're starting to find great people, and I see that continuing to improve.
If someone was interested in helping some way as far as being part of your staff or whatever, what's the best way to contact you?
Go on our website, stop into our building on 27th and Highway 20. We're right next to Slotsky's in Wilco. We do run ads in Indeed and whatnot from time to time. Right now, we're looking for a part-time nurse, which is hard to come by.
Sure.
We just got notice from our person that's been with us for about 8 years. You know, just stopping in is usually a good way, and then we can introduce what we do. You can meet with the managers, do an interview, and see if it's the right kind of work for you.
Sure. And the website, what is that?
It's just www.centraloregoncollective.com. We'll get you there.
Okay. Easy. Of course, nowadays you just Google or Bing or whatever, and you'll find it.
You know, something I mentioned there, though, Dave, we changed our name after a lot of soul searching. Obviously, no one really knew us back then or the first 30 years of our existence, and we needed to change that. But we also felt like our mission needed to be not just to help people engage with their community, but make sure that that community was in a place to engage. So that meant we met with a lot of other folks, and we felt like we could do things like, for example, we do a lot of work with Central Oregon Veterans Outreach. This is an incredible veterans community, and there's lots of things we share with them to help them in their mission as it crosses over with ours as well.
Sure. If someone wanted to help you guys, what's the best way to help you financially? Is that something they can do through the website? I know you've got a fundraiser you're working on too.
Yeah, there are ways to contribute financially through the website. What we're doing now is something really new and outrageous. We have some very big plans of things that we believe are needed in our community, and we're looking for partners in that. What that means is we're actually organizing what's called a non-ask event. Now, that sounds a little crazy,
sure,
but this is what we call permission-based fundraising. So we're meeting with a bunch of folks. We're going to do some awards for some important people in our community, and we're going to ask people permission to sit down with them, learn more about what they want to see in Central Oregon, and then figure out ways that we can work on that together. But one of the biggest things is dealing with that financial gap for our employees. Even though I pay them a lot more than I did just a few years back, it's not enough to keep pace in what it costs to live in Central Oregon. So I'm trying to raise wages by 30%. And that'll help us attract better people and keep people longer, which is real important to us. But it's also a huge ask. And the government reimbursements we get come nowhere close to what needs to happen.
So we need the community to kind of help with that gap there.
And, you know, one of the unfortunate things I might say is that it's really difficult for community members to volunteer with us. And, you know, most organizations, that's a big part of the way they engage their community. For us, the rules for volunteers are the same rules for our employees. And the amount of training, certification stuff you have to go through to be able to work with our folks is substantial. And for most folks, it's too much.
Sure.
You know, particularly if you just want to volunteer here and there. So that's a little tougher. I mean, I got lots of jobs available all the time, but volunteering is a little tougher nut to crack.
Right. Because it's a little more specialized type stuff you're doing.
Yeah. And you're working with people that you have to understand their needs to be able to work with them, for them to be safe and you to be safe, and, you know, to not make mistakes because you just don't know. And there's a lot to know.
Sure. We're talking to Scott Pelham. He's the executive director for Central Oregon Collective. We're just about out of time here. What would be one message that you'd want to share with the audience from you guys?
Well, I'd like folks to keep their eyes to the wind and see what's coming. This non-ask event is going to be on October the 3rd. It'll be follow-up next year in May with a ask event that will be a little bigger scale. And we'll be doing an awful lot of work in between those two timeframes to engage individuals, to put them in a position that they know how to support us and they have a good reason why.
All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Dave, thank you so much.
All right. Give us the website one more time, Scott.
It's www.inthecollective.com.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.